titles for Jesus or Christological titles. And today, God willing, there are many. I'd like to give you three. Three titles for Jesus Christ, and you can use these titles to enter into deep prayer with Christ. First is his name. The other day we celebrated the holy name of Jesus, about a week ago. The name Jesus means Savior. Say the name of Jesus with great reverence. There's no name under heaven that's more holy than the name of Jesus. For that reason, St. Paul says that the name of Jesus may every knee in heaven, on earth, and under earth bow to honor this very holy name. But I invite you especially to call upon the name of Jesus when you're going through tough times. If you like, a good example is when Peter was walking on the water and he had to cry out, "Lord, save me." That's what Jesus means. When we are sinking in the waves of confusion, desolation, turmoil, we should cry out, "Lord Jesus, save me." Beautiful name. So remember, probably during the rest of this day, you're going to go through some type of trial. Don't forget to call on the holy name of Jesus Christ. Second name, the Good Shepherd. I love the title of the Good Shepherd. That you can find in Psalm 23 in the Old Testament, but Jesus applies the Good Shepherd to himself. In what chapter? John chapter 10. And these are the words of Jesus. "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. I'm not like the hired hand or the marauder. The hired hand sees the wolf coming and he flees. The Good Shepherd knows his sheep, loves his sheep, calls his sheep by name, and is even willing to suffer and die and lay down his life for his sheep. But let's flip the coin and give another interpretation. Jesus is your good shepherd, but you have to be a good shepherd too. Flip the coin. How can you be a good shepherd to your sheep? A lot of you that are listening to me, watching me, your mothers and fathers, you've got your own flock. Your flock are your children. Let me tell you the secret. Are you listening? Here's the secret. You want to be a good shepherd to your sheep. You have to be a good sheep of the Good Shepherd. Amen, huh? I wonder if you can memorize that. For me to be a good shepherd to my flock, my children, my sheep, first and foremost, I have to be a good sheep to the Good Shepherd. That's Jesus Christ. And you have to say with real meaning, "The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I shall want." Third title. When I was in Argentina many years ago, when I arrived, my Italian was pretty darn good. My English was pretty good too. But my Spanish was almost non-existent. And I looked up on the wall and I saw this beautiful painting. Somewhat like the painting you can see on the wall behind me. You can see two paintings of Jesus and Mary. See those behind me? But there was something in Spanish below the Sacred Heart. And these were the words. "El amigo que nunca falla." That's Spanish for "the friend that will never fail me." So there's the next title I'd like to lay in your hearts. Not only is Jesus Savior, not only is Jesus Good Shepherd, but Jesus also is your friend. Jesus indeed is the best of friends. Jesus is the friend that will never fail you. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the love that Jesus has for you as your best friend will never fail. So let's turn to Mary, the mother of the Savior, the mother of the Good Shepherd, and Mary is the mother of Jesus, who is our best friend. That Mary will help us to really grow deeper in our knowledge and our love and our following of Jesus Christ. Amen. You like it?